Now, I'm delighted to have with me in the studio Millie Hinton. She's fundraising manager for Surrey for the British Heart Foundation. Hello, Millie.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, right. Good to have you along today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in, because it is Volunteers Week this week, and you got in touch with us a little while ago to say, please, can I come in this week?
Yeah.
It seems like a really good idea. So shall we just find out a bit about the British Heart Foundation, first of all? What's its main aim?
So our main aim is to beat heartbreak forever by funding research into heart and cardiovascular diseases, but also we do fund research into stroke, vascular dementia and diabetes, because they're all connected.
I wondered about that. Stroke came into my mind, actually, but then I thought, hang on, that's the brain.
No, but it's all to do with the circulatory system, and that all obviously comes from the heart. So so we've now we do fund research into stroke, vascular dementia and diabetes, and diabetes is a risk factor for heart conditions as well. So
right, and there's a lot of people affected as well, isn't there?
Yes, there's 7 million people in the UK living with heart and circulatory disease, which is quite shocking actually, because that's in comparison to the 2.5 million living in the UK with cancer.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So you know that always gets a very high profile.
Yes, it does.
And cancer, but obviously people are living with all sorts of conditions. Is it all ages that are affected?
It is all ages. So I think there's been sort of an assumption that it was an older person's problem and an older person's condition, but actually 12 babies are born every single day with a congenital heart defect who you know then go on and have problems throughout their life, you know, and having to have like operations and take medication and that sort of thing. And also I'm sure lots of the listeners out there have heard of lots of people that, you know, suffer from sort of familial conditions, so, you know, inherited, where they might have, you know, a heart condition and be really seriously ill at a very young age, and just, you know, and no one knows about it. And that's another thing that we're trying to do, is look into inherited conditions.
And are there some people who don't really know that they've got an inherited condition, but suddenly it can affect them at some point?
And then actually I think those people then look back in their family and suddenly see that there's been sort of either premature deaths or, you know, other issues that have been caused by that same heart condition, but no one necessarily has made the link that it was an inherited condition.
Right. Tell me, the link with strokes you were mentioning about circulation.
Yes.
When diabetes?
Diabetes is a risk factor for heart conditions.
Right, so once you've got diabetes, any type of diabetes, is it?
Yes, it is both types. So both, you know, they put a strain on the heart. So
I see.
Yes, we were looking into that as a way to prevent heart conditions, really. You know, that's all about what we're doing as well. It's not just about curing the ones that are out there, but if they can be prevented, then obviously that's equally as good as well.
So all the research is going into better understanding the condition and also trying to find better remedies, or not remedies maybe, but
procedures and
things that make things life easier.
And
medication, because it can be presumably very debilitating for people.
Yes,
during their
lives. Can,
Okay. And what about sort of advice to people? You've got a helpline, I believe.
Yes, we do. We have a heart helpline that are run by cardiac nurses, and all the information is on our website. So if you have any issues, or, you know, you have a family member that's got a heart and circulatory problem, then you'll feel free to, you know, get in touch and speak to them.
Right, that sounds good. Anyway, so you managed to raise over 100 million last year. That's a lot of money to raise.
And we're committed to doing that for the next 5 years. 100 million is the aim, and if we can raise more, then obviously we will be wanting to raise more.
And of course, obviously, the research projects, presumably some can go on for years, they need guaranteed funding, don't they, over
that period
of time? You can't suddenly turn the tap
off. Most projects run for about 3 years. So obviously, you know, the money, the research projects that have started this year, we've already committed to funding that. So and we don't actually receive any government funding either. You know, all of the money that we raise is from the general public, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're looking after Surrey.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So how do you go about that? What sort of organisation have we got?
So I work from home, but I make regular visits to, we've got three fundraising groups in the area, one in Guildford, one in North Surrey, so Weybridge area, and one over in Camberley, and they each organise their own sort of different events throughout the year, and I support them with that and provide them with any information, advice that they need. But they are volunteers themselves, so
that's
they're doing
great.
This.
So you've got three sort of hot spots that are three groups that are really organising things and raising money in all sorts of ways. And typically, I suppose, people have been affected by heart conditions in one way or another.
Yeah, it's usually either people that are heart patients themselves or have had heart conditions in the past, or people that know somebody that either has a heart condition or passed away from a heart condition. So obviously, you know, we've got those three groups in Surrey, but we are always looking for, you know, for another group to spark up in another area. So we're always interested to hear from people that are interested, you know.
Good. Now, I know it's National Heart Day, is it, end of September?
World Heart Day.
World Heart.
On a much bigger scale than National.
Not even National, it's World. It's a World on 29th of September, I
29th
believe.
Of September this year, yes.
Right, so that's obviously a big fundraising opportunity and a raising awareness opportunity.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, as I said, you know, we do fund all this research into other conditions, and this is an opportunity for us to sort of explain the research that we do and how it's all linked as well, you know, and how many people are affected by the condition.
Right, okay. And I believe we've got a special partnership going with Tesco.
Yes, we're very lucky. Tesco's are one of our charity partners, and they, funnily enough, actually, in joint with us, they support Cancer Research UK and Diabetes UK. So three really worthwhile causes. But we've been very, very lucky, and they've given us three store collection days in September, so leading up to World Heart Day, on the 14th, 15th and 16th of September. And obviously, we are, again, looking for volunteers to come and help us on these days. It would take maybe like an hour or a couple of hours out of your time, so it's not, you know, a huge commitment. It can be a one-off time for volunteering if you feel like you just need to do something. This is a really easy way for you guys to get involved.
Any Tesco in Surrey, so your local Tesco or whatever, you could be assigned to and help for an hour or two to do the collection and raise all the awareness.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It's a really easy way to get involved.
Good. And I guess there's a website for the organisation as well?
Yeah, there is. So you can find the website online, but you can also get in touch with me if you're interested in volunteering or fundraising. So
how can we do that?
Yeah, my email is hintonm, so hintonm at bhf.org.uk. Or you can give me a call or drop me a text. My mobile number is 07384-253-765.
Right, repeat that number.
It is 07384-253-765.
So really, if anybody can help in any way, they can want to have a new group, join an existing group.
Yeah.
Because I guess the nice thing about the groups, I imagine, is that, you know, people who have been affected by it, even personally or by a carer or a relation, they can talk to one another about their experiences as well, and they feel they're doing something positive towards.
Yes, most definitely. You know, it's a support mechanism as well as a fundraising one. You know, and because I think sometimes there's a fear of being a volunteer on your own. You know, by having the safety net of being in a group, you're all helping each other. Whether it's through, you know, chatting about heart conditions, or whether it's through the organising of events. You know, it's a lot easier when there's, you know, more people to spread the load, and it's not just all the pressure on one person. So, you know, it's a really good way to get involved if you don't have much time, or, you know, you're limited time. Then you can go to one of these groups and kind of say, you know, I've got this much time, I can do this, but that's probably all I can do. And they always have a really good laugh as well. That's the other thing about, you know, our volunteer groups, is they want to put the fun into fundraising, as cheesy as that sounds, and they always do. It's a very serious matter, but equally they know that the best way to raise money is to have fun and, you know, enjoy fundraising as well.
Absolutely. It makes you feel a bit happier as
exactly.
well. Yeah, what a great idea. Well, thank you so much, Millie, for coming in today.
That's all right. Thank you so much for having me.
Telling us all about the British Heart Foundation and the marvellous work you're doing in Surrey.
Thank you so much.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.